ओम शांति। 16th August 2019 फ्राइडे। स्लोगन, बी फियरलेस ऑफ माया एंड हम्बल इन द रिलेशनशिप्स विद ईच वन अनदर। बी फियरलेस ऑफ माया and second, humble. So there are two different points here. One is about fearlessness and second is about humility. Whom do we usually fear? Whom do we fear? First, we need to understand this thing about fear. Whom do we fear? The one who is powerful than us. We fear that person. The one who knows all our weaknesses. We fear that person. The one who often terrifies us. We fear that person. The one who has defeated us many times in the past. We fear that person. Or the one who has defeated others many times. We fear that person. And whom do we fear? Who has every weapon with him against our every attack, who knows all the tricks to defeat us. So he has got almost all the weapons, and the one who is who can assume multiple forms, who is having some occult powers, mayavi. We fear that person because in front of such a person we are powerless. So Baba is saying, be fearless of maya. So this is the first question, whom do we fear? And what are our fears? Our fear is a fear of defeat. Our fear is the fear of insecurity, future anxieties. And that's why we are fearful. And this maya, or you call it vices, or body consciousness, or weaknesses, that's what is maya. Baba is saying, do not fear vices, do not fear body consciousness, and do not fear your own weaknesses. But then, as I said, we fear when the enemy is powerful, where we fear because the enemy has defeated us many times in the past. We fear because enemy comes in different form every time. It is not the same form that the enemy is coming. He is mayavi. He is possessing some occult powers. And the enemy has defeated so many, whom we have seen with our eyes, those who are so powerful, and yet they are right now under the influence of Maya. So the Maya has defeated many. That's why we fear Maya. That's why there is a hidden fear. But now Baba is saying, become fearless of Maya. So Maya knows all our weaknesses. So the method to become fearless is to know Maya's weaknesses. What should be the method? Maya has done full PhD on us. So now we have to do double PhD or double thesis, double research on Maya. Maya has spent 2500 years of her career to get this PhD. And that's why she knows every trick that we have adopted previously to defeat her. And she has also learned a lot from her own experiences. So, how to become fearless? That is the question. Baba is saying, become fearless, nirbhay. So first is to understand what are the steps of becoming fearless. First of all, accept that you are fearful. If suppose there is a dark and a child fears, or anything is there where there is a fear in mind, first of all you should say, yes, I do fear. I accept that I have fear of ghosts. First accept, yes, there is a fear element. Because many people don't accept. They say, no, we don't fear anybody. One of the fear is this. And here it is a question of vices, weaknesses, body consciousness, which we have been carrying from very long time. Just accept, yes, we are fearful. But then there is a thought that we want to overcome this fear. The second thing would be more and more soul consciousness. Because our enemy is body consciousness, the only weapon we have to defeat this enemy is soul consciousness. And when I say soul consciousness, it has got self-respect and it has got spiritual drills included in it. So practice spiritual drills multiple times throughout the day. Practice self-esteem, self-respect, Swaman multiple times. Then, in order to defeat or to become fearless, there's only one power where Maya cannot reach, and that's power of purity. Increase purity. Increase yoga power. Then you automatically become fearless. So, accepting the fact that yes, there is a hidden fear in my mind. Increasing soul consciousness by practicing more and more self-respect and by practicing different spiritual drills which have been taught by Baba from time to time. Increasing the power of purity. The more the purity, the weaker the Maya becomes. The more the purity, the lesser would be the body consciousness. The more the purity, the more powerful the mind would be. And a powerful mind creates powerful sankalp thoughts. And Maya is armless, weak in front of powerful thoughts. So purity. And then increasing your yoga power. The chart of yoga should be rising every day. Exponential growth in the chart of yoga. The growth, if it is like this, then it is difficult to become Mayajit. The chart should soar up every day. If we want to become, overcome any fear, the method is face it. Face the fear. If you fear going in the dark, go in the dark. If somebody tells you that don't go to that tree, there is a ghost, go and see if it is really there. If somebody tells you don't go in the dark, try to stay in the dark as much as possible. If somebody tells, so whatever there is a fear, whenever there is a fear, try to face it. And then, so in the similar manner, one must face Maya, no matter. Every day the Maya comes in different form. In yesterday's Murli, Baba said, in this forest, in this jungle, there is fog. There is fog. So when there is a fog, visibility decreases. Which is more dangerous, rains or fog? Rains are not dangerous. Fog is more dangerous. And what are the effects of fog? First, the visibility decreases. You can't see anything. Next, accidents. Third, you can lose your way. As Baba said in yesterday's Murli, whilst once they were traveling in the forest and there was a fog and they lost, and then they found a guide. And then he liberated. And then Baba said, now Baba has come as a guide and liberator. That was yesterday's Murli. So this is Maya's fog. So whenever there is a fog, you can't see. Whenever there is a fog, you can have accident. Whenever there is a fog, you can lose your way. Whenever there is a fog, you can sleep. One is, if you are riding, there is an accident. Another is, you can slip. Another is, you can hit some person or animal. If there is a donkey, you can hit that donkey. Because you can't see anything in fog. What else happens in fog? There is a fog right now in Abu. You can't see on the road very clearly. Visibility has gone down. So what are the effects of fog? That is okay. Fog means when you don't see, there is a fear. Darkness induces fear. If suppose somebody tells you, go in the Baba's rock at 12 midnight, there is a fear. And if suppose somebody tells you, go to Baba's rock in the broad daylight, you have no fear. But at night, there is a fear. The darkness creates fear. What fear? Some snake, some bear, some animal. Even though you have been told that there is no animal there. But yet, you will feel, yes, there is an animal. Every shining dark thing appears like a bear at night. So, fog induces fear. Fog reduces visibility. Fog causes accidents. In fog, you can hit upon some human beings. In fog, you slip down. So now this is the fog of Maya. And fog is never alone. As I said, as we are seeing right now, whole night it has been raining. So there is a fog and there is a rain together. And fog also causes a lot of allergies, some diseases. Those who are asthmatic, their problems increase. Some people don't tolerate. So many things. So I was saying, whenever there is a fear, face it. If you say that I fear fog, then things will not work. And fogs are usually in the morning and evening time. So they advise, don't go out during these timings. How to drive during fog is a separate topic. The different methods and means to tackle fog or mist. There is one more thing, mist. What is it? This is your homework. The difference between fog and mist. This is foggy and that is misty, we say. And there is one more, smog. Find out what is that. S-M-O-G. So there is a fog, there is a mist, there is smog. The three words. All are different. Though mist and fog are little similar, but there is a difference. So, face it. Then another method of becoming fearless. And this method has been mentioned in scriptures. It's known as Pratipaksha Bhavana. It's known as Pratipaksha Bhavana. Pratipaksha Bhavana is a Sanskrit word which means create opposing thoughts. Create contrary thoughts. Or contrary imagination. For example, as we often quote, there is a drunkard, he has drunk wine. And after drinking wine every time, he feels there are snakes around him. Everywhere there are snakes. And he is so fearful of those snakes. What should I do? What should I do? What should I do with these snakes? People try to convince him that they are imaginary. They are illusory. They are the figments of imagination, your fancy. But he is not ready to accept that. Because he sees it. He sees that those pictures, the real snakes, raising their hood everywhere around him. So no effect of anybody's counseling. So what device he does? Methods he invents. He takes a cage and he moves with that cage. And people ask him, why are you moving with the cage? And he says, there is a mongoose in that cage. Why? Because when I see snakes, this mongoose will eat those snakes. But people tell him, but those snakes are imaginary. He says, this mongoose is also imaginary. So you have created new imagination to counter previous imagination. If you fear something, create a counter imagination. Create a counter thought. There are some people who fear local trains in Mumbai because they are so fast and there is always a chance of missing or people don't allow you to get down at your station. You want to get down at Dadar, but you reach a station further. You reach VT. So you can't. So that is very, sometimes it's so fearful. You want to get down at Andheri, but people don't allow you. You reach Jogeshwari. You want to get down at Jogeshwari, but people don't allow you reach Borivali. There's so much rush, so there is a hidden fear. So people don't want to travel. There's a hidden fear. Or somebody has fallen down from the train. So that impression is there. I will never, never board local trains. There's a fear. Fear of crowd. Social fears. So many fears within. Fear of the unknown. The greatest fear is the fear of the unknown. In the world, the greatest fear is said to be the fear of death and fear of diseases. These are the two greatest fears in the world. If suppose one is diagnosed with cancer, sleep is gone. I am not going to survive for long. So there is so much fear. And fear of death, all attempts are to save oneself. But even greater than these fears, there is one more fear, and that is the fear of the agyat. That is the fear of the unknown. We do not know what is going to happen. That fear. So, to counter fear, the process is known as Pratipaksha Bhavana. Create opposing thoughts. Create, see yourself as a healthy person. Whatever you fear, see yourself traveling in those local trains. So there is a use of imagination here. That's yet another method of conquering fear. So to become conqueror of Maya, imagine, visualize, fancy yourself that you already conquered it. Another method is affirmations. Keep on repeating to yourself that I don't fear anyone. I am fearless, I am fearless, I am fearless, I am fearless. That itself will induce fearlessness. And how does fearlessness come? By repeating. By saying that I don't fear anybody. Keep on repeating that. So that should percolate the layers of the subconscious. That should penetrate the gray matters, the cortex, deep within. Then the fear will go away. So, to conquer Maya is definitely a difficult task, but not impossible. And one more thing is surrender unto God. Whenever there is a fear, surrender unto the higher power. Whenever there is a fear, feel that the canopy of God's love is above me. What power can harm me? I am fearless. There is none in the world more powerful than me. When you are combined, you are fearless. When you are filled with divine love, you are fearless. When you are lost in love, you are fearless. So fearlessness comes because of something related to soul, some related to God, some methods from the scriptures, some methods from the science like affirmations and visualizations. The task is to become fearless anyhow. You can use any method, whichever you want. So that's the first part. And the second part is, in relationships, be humble. I think few days back only, we had discussed about humility in one of the slogans, I think that was 9th August, where Baba had said, be humble, not delicate. Humility is greatness. And we had seen the example of that person doing CPR, who is a doctor. So for humility, so many things again. Avoiding bragging, accepting one's mistakes, submitting apologies, and trying to share the credit whenever there is a success. So multiple things can be done. Here in relationship, the greatest barrier in relationship is ego. The two persons A and B, nobody is ready to bow down. Nobody is ready to accept the defeat. We see in the married life, there are so many quarrels. Every now and then, little bit of altercations, bickering, so many cases of divorce. They are all what? Just because of this one thing. Nobody is ready to bow down. There is an inflated ego. Even if one person droops down, so many marriages could be salvaged. But that usually doesn't happen. So Baba is saying in relationships, create humility. Nobody is ready to listen. Increase the power of listening. Increase the power of understanding. Rather than attempting to, rather than expecting people to understand you, try to understand them. So sense of love, sense of respect, sense of understanding, sense of empathy, sense of humility, sense of trust. If there are two persons, they are bound to each other by that subtle thread of trust. If that trust is gone, everything is gone. So between two persons, there should be a sense of transparency. There's nothing to hide. Otherwise, there would be mistrust, misunderstanding, disturbances, fights, ego clashes, personality clash. Two personalities together and clash every day. Fights every day, which have got no answers. Arguments, debates. So, two things from today's slogan. First, fearlessness, and second, humility. Om Shanti. One more thing. Now we are going to stop this power of slogan from today. From tomorrow we'll start something new, like essence. This Mahavakya. So, fragrance of essence. So, from tomorrow we'll be starting this. Om Shanti.